So now that we've defined cultural competence, how do we actually get there? How do we provide these services? What does it actually look like? There's a large body of literature about the different ways to think about cultural competence. Many use some sort of stage theory that individuals or systems pass through, and most talk about some of the pre-existing conditions or prerequisites for moving along this journey toward cultural competence or culturally responsive services. Some involve really valuing diversity and not just tolerating it, but seeing the value in understanding the variety of values and beliefs that come into play when we deliver services. It also means understanding your own cultural biases. When it comes to assessment, this is a particularly important piece in doing a self-assessment to understand where you are and where there may be some biases. Again, in defining culture broadly, it may be that you don't have any particular biases around race or ethnicity. But perhaps, through a self-assessment, you find out that you do hold some biases or some predetermined judgments around religious orientation. It's very important for you to start by knowing where your own cultural biases are. Be aware of the dynamics. What can happen when cultures interact? It can be a wonderful interchange of information, but it can also be conflictual. Being able to understand what those potential dynamics might be is important. It's essential to take this knowledge and internalize it. It needs to be something that impacts your work at all levels. Also, begin to develop ways of adapting to diversity. How you take your knowledge base and adapt it to a particular situation is important.